The following editorial expresses the views of Citizens for Labor and Environmental Justice, which are not necessarily the views of the station. One mother wrote to the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency about its regulatory reform effort. "We need more protection, not less. You make me wonder if I should have brought my babies into the world." This is Mary Kay Craig from Citizens for Labor and Environmental Justice, CLEJ, volunteers. We work for fairness and secretly made governmental decisions that disproportionately affect the environment of the poor, minorities, and marginalized people who live in and around the toxic mine waste left in place forever by Atlantic Richfield, now British Petroleum ARCO. Nearly 70,000 comments were received by the EPA in response to President Trump's executive order designed to relieve the regulatory burden on corporations. His order resulted in mostly corporations being invited to a public comment period on rolling back environmental regulations. That public comment period was not announced in Butte. The EPA's Superfund Community Involvement Coordinator did not receive word of it until I happened to forward the information to him. The only reason I found out about it is that I very recently signed up for an environmental justice mailing list at EPA. I had no idea such a list existed prior to my browsing around on the EPA Environmental Justice Division's website. I call the Trump administration's effort to find out what industry hates about environmental regulations a secret public comment period, because notice of it from EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt went out only to EPA's program offices, and they solicited responses from the regulated, the polluters, not citizens like you and me. The comment period closed last Monday at 9:59 p.m. Butte time. I know this because another Butte group I told about it sent their comment at 10:01 p.m. and received notice they were too late by 2 minutes. The Indiana Energy Association's public comments request changes to several rules, and the lead battery recycling trade group wants relaxation of specific rules. I'm familiar with an East Coast energy corporation named Ameren because of shareholder corporate responsibility work I do with the BVM sisters, nuns who taught many of us here in Butte, get into dialogue with or file resolutions at the annual meetings of 21 different major corporations. I will be going through the Ameren comments to the EPA and sharing them with others working in corporate responsibility. Finding the Ameren comments was a happenstance. The way that the regulations.gov website works, it is so far impossible for me to find my own comments that I sent in last Thursday night. However, I did note that there were actually many comments from citizens who were somehow made aware of the comment period that EPA neglected to tell Butte folks about. The mother who said she is wondering if she should have brought her babies into this world was adamant that we need more regulation of pollution, not less. And one Mary Alice Collins wrote, quote, subject, public comment on EPA rollback. "I am deeply concerned about this administration's rollback of environmental protection laws and of the apparent ignorance that is behind these actions. The EPA is in place to protect our environment, and that means there need to be people doing that work who understand and believe in the science of the environment and understand the interrelationship of all life. Please do not, all caps, stop the policies that provide some measure of protection and guard the future for our children and grandchildren. Remember the wisdom of the Native people. Consider the impact for seven generations. And an MD in Colorado wrote, quote, I am a pediatric pulmonologist who understands clearly the importance of your role in both protecting the environment from human activities and protecting our population from environmental exposures, also most commonly as a result of human activity. My colleagues nicely put together the following key points related to respiratory health and air pollution. I agree with them wholeheartedly and have attached the references, which you will see span decades of research regarding this topic. One, air pollution increases infant mortality, and reductions in air pollution have been shown to reduce infant mortality. Article attached. Two, reduction in air pollution is associated with decreased mortality from asthma, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, and pneumonia. Article attached. Three, air quality improvement is important for economic growth. Regulations aimed at reducing air pollution, including the Clean Air Act, have increased lifetime work productivity by $4,300 per capita due to reduced days lost from work, including parents having to stay home due to children's asthma exacerbations. Article attached. And four, in Colorado, there are specific examples of why careful regulation of air quality is important. For example, Denver received an F from the American Lung Association for particulate matter air pollution. PM, particulate matter, causes asthma exacerbations. Similarly, agricultural burning and animal processing practices cause huge spikes in PM in both the eastern plains of Colorado and in the Grand Valley of western Colorado. Close quote. One of the comments I sent to the EPA asked them to please reopen the public comment period so that people living in the nation's largest Superfund site might, here in Butte, have a chance to know about it and send in their comments. Another I sent was related to lead action levels in Butte. Lead uptake by children, you know, can cause developmental disabilities because their small bodies recognize lead as if it were calcium. I said there should be consistency across the states so that Butte's actionable levels don't leave huge amounts of lead around our neighborhoods in perpetuity, while residents elsewhere see minimal amounts of lead, if any. Well, by next week, when I visit with you again, I will hope to have found some comments at regulations.gov that support really good cleanup of Superfund sites like ours, if such comments exist. For now, this is Mary Kay Craig from Citizens for Labor and Environmental Justice. Thanks a lot for listening.